A synopsis of a sermon delivered at Holy Trinity Ukrainian Catholic Church on Sunday, August 3rd, 2014. On the West Coast, a few days ago, Facebook evaporated from the airwaves, evaporated from computers. People were so upset, they called 911 and flooded the system so that no one could call in or out. Facebook. It's one of our ways that we want to be famous, we want to communicate. And this is not bad in itself. But like everything else, there's a point to which you have to stop and think. Is my desire for fame and fortune an illusion that is controlling my life? If you allow me some latitude, I'd like to sing just a few short sentences from Evita. And as for fortune and as for fame, I never invited them in, though it seemed to the world they were all I desired. They are illusions, they are not the solutions they promised to be. The answer was here all along. I love you and hope you love me. I hope that wasn't too much torture. But the illusions of fame and fortune is something that can haunt us. We sometimes need affection and acknowledgement so badly that we're willing to compromise on other issues. But think to yourself, if 1,000 people say you're smart, does it make you any smarter? And if 1,000 people say you're dumb, does it really make you dumb? In the old days, they used to have a simple saying, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. Now, we know that's not always true. Words can hurt. Words can elevate. People's appreciation of your talents and your gifts can help you rise to new heights. But we also have to be very careful. If all of a sudden our popularity of our Facebook fades away, if all of a sudden we're not loved and admired, or at least we don't have the feedback that we're used to, will we try to get it back in any way possible? Will we sort of be desperate and say, I want people to know I'm here? As a Christian, as a believer, we are called also to realize that everywhere we go, everything that we do, we have a God who loves and cares for us. And we also have the confidence in the virtue of humility. Oh yes, humility, not humiliation, where we say true things about ourselves. And we know that it can defend us from both the positive and the negative. For example, if someone says, you're the greatest person there ever was, humility says, that's not true. And if you receive a word that you're the worst person I ever knew, humility stops you from being injured by that by saying, that's not true either. So humility is one of those virtues by which we say, that's not true. Once again, the responsibility is ours to build up strength of character through prayer, through good friendships, good reading, to say that I am good in and of myself. I'm a child of light. I'm a person of eternal value, eternal worth. And no matter how many people know about me or even care about me, that doesn't define me. It can help, and it's wonderful to be loved and cared for, admired, encouraged. All these are great things. But we are called to be smarter and deeper than that. We are called to build up reserves of strength through faith, prayer, and even thinking about others. And in this way, distracting ourselves from the propensity to think so much about ourselves. There are many things that can be said about being popular, being famous, and fortunate. But like the song in Evita, they're really illusions because they don't add a thing to you and don't take anything from you. So instead of relying on what people think about you, wouldn't it be better if you relied on what you think about you, what you think about your relationship with your God, what you think about your relationship with others? That kind of thinking will always be surprised when you see people acknowledging your good, well-balanced nature, your good, grounded nature. And when things go bad for you, and all of a sudden people say, look how happy, how even balanced they are. Even when they cry, they don't lose hope. This kind of belief and this kind of faith, this sort of groundedness, uses Facebook, uses fame, uses fortune, but is not used or controlled by anything and anyone. It's a hard thing to say, someone made me mad, someone ruined my life, someone made me happy. Isn't it a terrible burden to place on other people to expect them to make you happy and to blame them on the opposite thing when all of a sudden you can say they ruined your life? Don't give anyone that power. Take responsibility and take courage that with your God and with a good life, you can establish a secure footing for yourself. And when those things do come, like fame, like fortune, or even the opposite comes, bad words, bad opinions, maybe even poverty, you can say, I have placed my trust in my God. I believe that I am a person of eternal worth. I will try to be good to others. My wealth is not found in things, especially not in things I can't control. My purpose to my life, the goal and gold of my life, is found in how I love my God and I love my neighbor. What a beautiful thing it is never to worry about Facebook, whether it's on or off, never having to call 911, but always being happy. And when you're sad, crying tears, but always realizing that your happiness is within you and within your God. And together, you can help others achieve a beautiful popularity with yourself, being happy with who you are and where you're going and who your God is. God bless you.